Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
You're listening to Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie's here to tell us what we can watch. And first of all, we're starting off with a film, or rather an actor, that won an Oscar this year, only last week, in fact. We're going to start off with The Whale. It's out on cinema. Susie's here to tell us all about it. Hey, Susie.
G'day, Kat. Yep, that's right. We've got an Oscar winner, and that is in The Whale. He is the main actor in that. This one is directed by Darren Aronofsky, and it's been a hot topic for a while for various reasons, not just the Oscars. But let's discuss the film first. So Charlie is a morbidly obese English professor, but he teaches online with his screen off because he is a recluse. His nurse and only friend Liz tries to get Charlie the medical help he needs, but he decides he would rather spend his savings bribing his estranged daughter into talking to him, very complicated, who he hasn't spoken to her for 8 years. So this one, like I said, does have a familiar face, but one that hasn't been a big, you know, he hasn't been in any big films for many years now. And he is the Best Actor Oscar winner, Brendan Fraser. He graced our screens in the 90s. He did everything from slapstick comedies to action adventures, as well as rom-coms. He was a heartthrob. I loved him. He was a really well-liked actor. And then he just disappeared. This film sees his comeback, and he has been welcomed back by fans and critics with open arms and standing ovations. Joining him in this movie is Sadie Sink, who has been on our small screens in Stranger Things, as well as a lady named Hong Chow, who you might recognize from a movie called Downsizing.
This one is honestly so desperately sad, to be quite honest with you. There are moments here where it's just a real sense of absolute desperation. I have no other word. Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
You don't stay in touch with Mom?
She really only tells me things about you.
Why?
Because that's all I want to know about.
Why'd you gain all that weight?
Someone close to me passed away, and it had an effect on me.
Why do you suddenly need to see her so bad? Why now?
Liz, I need to know that she's going to have a decent life.
So I remember Brendan Fraser playing a caveman that sort of comes back to life or gets sort of melted out of a block of ice in the 90s. That's my recollection. Do you remember that one?
I absolutely do. That's Encino Man. Yes. That was such a great film. Yeah, yes. Wheezing the Juice. So I did mention that Brendan Fraser, he did seemingly disappear from our screens. It was in the 2000s. And at that time, it kind of wasn't really known why, but perhaps we didn't really notice, you know, other people were kind of becoming big actors at the time. But actually, Brendan was dealing with a lot in his personal life that caused that break from his acting career. So he had a public divorce, his mother passed away, and in 2008, Brendan Fraser bravely publicly revealed that he was sexually assaulted by a Hollywood bigwig. So after this accusation and his other personal issues, he sank into a depression and he didn't work on big projects for many years. He believed that he was blacklisted. So this movie is his major return to our screens, and he received a standing ovation after the premiere of the film. Well deserved too.
He did indeed. This has certainly been a controversial film, though, in terms, not just him, but the film itself.
Yeah, it has received criticism for its portrayal of fat people, with critics accusing the filmmakers of using tired tropes of fat people as suffering, chronically ill, and binge eaters. To add to that, Brendan Fraser was cast despite not being morbidly obese, and he used prosthetics. And in this movie, that was questioned. Why couldn't they get a bigger actor? That sort of thing. So Darren Aronofsky did respond to that criticism by saying that actors have been using makeup and prosthetics since the beginning of time, and added that people with obesity are often written as the joke or the bad guy, and he wanted to create a fully developed character who has bad parts as well as good parts about him.
There we go. So that one is The Whale. It is out at cinemas. I will say, actually, Brendan Fraser won an Oscar, but obviously last week we mentioned quite a bit that Everything Everywhere All at Once swept up at the Oscars with so many of the awards. They really did take home a number of Oscars for Everything Everywhere All at Once. And I'll just throw in there that that's available either at the cinema or on Sky Show. And talking of Sky Show, let's have a look at what they've got as well on Sky Show, if you're thinking of signing up. Go on, what else have you found for us?
Yeah, this one's going in a little bit of a different direction. We've got Kung Fu Season 2, and that is out now on Sky Show. So in the 70s, there was a TV show called Kung Fu, and this TV show from today is a modern-day reimagining of that story, and it's now in its second season. So the show premise sees an American-Chinese woman struggling in her personal life. So she quits college and makes a life-changing journey to an isolated monastery in China. This martial arts action adventure follows on from Nikki returning to America and fighting crime and avenging her mentor's death.
I've been thinking that I should probably take up a martial art. It looks amazing. So let's have a quick listen and see if I get inspired.
Russell Tan, he's not just buying up properties, he's buying up people. I don't know what he has planned in this city, but I can tell it's something big.
She's in danger, isn't she?
You must decide if you want to live.
She's trained.
We're taking Russell Tan down. She's been waiting for this.
If you don't mind me saying, probably better not to pick fights with criminals.
So it is being praised for that beautiful choreographed fight scenes, as well as the likable cast. The show has a really strong fan base, and it even has a love triangle in the midst of all that martial art. So it really has something for everyone.
Sorry, a love triangle on screen or yeah. A love triangle off screen?
Well, we'll have to watch and find out.
Thanks very much, Susie. You have covered The Whale out at the cinema and also Kung Fu Season 2 available on Sky Show. If you want to listen to this podcast again, you can find it worldradio.ch/bigscreenlittlescreen. Thanks, Susie.
Enjoy the shows.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.